The form between a form within a form one is ready.
Please, yes.
מתוך מאמר של רבש, מהו אין קדוש כשם בלתיך.
Rabash's article, there is none as holy as the Lord, for there is none else besides you. Need the work. Right. So, the main thing that is hard for us is to enter the ubal, the embryo, meaning that the will to receive will receive within it a different desire called the desire to bestow. When a person is rewarded with the state of ubal, meaning that within the desire to receive enters a desire to bestow, this is considered that the Creator forms a form within a form. We should understand this wonder of forming a form within a form. According to what we interpreted, this is a great novelty, a true miracle, since it is against nature. For only the Creator can change nature, and it is out of man's hands. This is the novelty, that the Creator forms the form of bestowal within the form of the mother, which is the form of reception. This is called kedusha, or holiness, that the Creator gives. It is said, quote, there is none as holy as the Lord, for there is none besides you, end quote. As there is no one in the world who can change nature and make within the vessel that comes to a person by nature the desire to receive, that it will later have a different nature called the desire to bestow.
Selected excerpts from the sources about prayer. Excerpt number 18, Rabash writes, even when he comes to know that the Creator can help him, and he understands that the real advice is only prayer, the body comes and makes him see that you see how many prayers you've already prayed, but you received no answer from above. Therefore, why bother praying that the Creator will help you? You see that you are not getting any help from above. At that time, he cannot pray. Then we need to overcome once more through faith and believe that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth. And it does not matter if the person is adept and has good qualities, or to the contrary, rather, he must overcome and believe above reason. Although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? These two requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray.
Another little something, otherwise it's
19. Bala Sulam writes in letter number 57, everything, small or great, is obtained only by the force of prayer. All the labor and work to which we are obligated are only in order to discover our lack of strength and our lowliness, that we are unfit for anything by our own strength. For then we can pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him.
Again,
everything, small or great, is obtained only by the power of prayer. All the labor and work to which we are obligated are only in order to discover our lack of strength and our loneliness, that we are unfit for anything by our own strength. For then we can pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him. We could argue about this. So I can decide that I'm unfit for anything in advance. And why all the labor and exertion? However, there is a natural law that there is none so wise as the experienced one. And before one tries to actually do all that he can do, is utterly incapable of arriving at true lowliness to the real extent, as said above. This is why we must toil in Kedusha and purity, as it is written, whatever you find that your hand can do by your strength, that do. And understand this, for it is true and deep. I revealed this truth to you only so you could not, you would not weaken or give up on mercy. Although you do not see anything, or even when the measure of labor is complete, it is the time of prayer. But until then, believe in our sages. I did not labor and found, do not believe it. When the measure is full, your prayer will be complete, and the Creator will grant generously. As our sages instructed us, I labored and I found, believe it. For one is unfit for a prayer prior to this, and the Creator hears a prayer.
Unlike 5:10, 5:15.
Okay, read, so go ahead.
Passage 20. Bala Sulam, daughter number 34. We should learn this trade before we enter the king's palace, meaning muster power and might to stand as a pillar of iron until we elicit the desire from the Creator. As it is written, take no rest. Although the Creator seems silent and unresponsive, let it not cross your minds to be silent too. Take no rest. This is not what the Creator intended by His silence, but rather to give you power to stand afterward in the king's palace when you have no blemish. This is why, and give Him no rest.
Shuv.
Message 21.
Yes.
Excerpt 21, Bala Sulam, letter 34. We rush our pleas above, knock by knock, tirelessly, endlessly, and do not weaken at all when He does not answer us. We believe He hears our prayer, but waits for a time when we have the kelim, the vessels, to receive the faithful bounty. And then we will receive a reply to each and every prayer at once, since the hand of the Lord will not be short, God forbid.